Karibus, I hope all is good. Gudvach. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Lamed Gimel. And we have a bit of a back and forth daf over here today, so we definitely could I the chazer what we've been saying up until now. We're starting at the top of the daf, but by my kamifugi, on Lamed Gimel, but it's very important to chazer the four cases that we had previously. We had said, if you remember, in the beginning of it, on Lamed Bezim and Aleph, machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Right? Again, we've been talking about Yibam and brothers married sisters, etc. There is Yibam, there's no Yibam. But let's say, right, the Gemara had said, right, Ba'aleha, right, if we had been talking about a case where two brothers married to two sisters, and obviously there's no Yibam by that case if one of them dies, let's say one of them does, right, do Yibam. Let's say, again, Reuven passed away and Shimon was not allowed to marry Reuven's wife, or let's say even if, for whatever reason, God forbid, right, Shimon would sleep with Reuven's wife while he was still alive, right? Again, if you remember, there are two Isurim involved. There's Achos Isha and Eshes Ach. Even though they sound the same, right, one is an Isur because you're not allowed to be with your brother's wife, and one is an Isur you're not allowed to sleep with your wife's sister. So now, what's the deal, right? Again, in this case, right, that woman, right, Mrs. Reuven, is both of those things to Shimon. So let's say Shimon does actually sleep with her. What does he violate? What are the Isurim? So Rabbi Yossi said he get both. Rabbi Shimon said he only get one. Okay? That was the machlokas we started with in Lamed Beis. Then on Lamed Beis Mabez, we had a machlokas between Bar Kappara and Rabbi Chiya in terms of what they heard from Rebbe, and they had three cases where the machlokas was the same between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kappara in terms of what Rebbe said, whether you be chayev two or one in three different scenarios. Now, again, just to be clear, we're not lining these up like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. It's not that Rabbi Chiya says you're chayev two, therefore he holds like Rabbi Yossi, and Bar Kappara says you're chayev one, therefore he holds like Rabbi Shimon. But that's not what we're saying, because otherwise the Gemara would say that. They would say they just line up. It's a machlokas tanaim, it's not a machlokas amoraim. So rather, they're arguing in terms of what Rebbe said within one of those chitos. Again, we're going to try and figure out where the machlokas is. But it's not that they line up, right? Whoever says Yochayev 2 agrees with who he says Yochayev 2, and whoever says Yochayev 1 agrees with whoever says Yochayev 1. That's not what's going on here. We can't, right? Otherwise, the Gemara would have said it. So we have to try and figure out, by three cases, right, which we'll illustrate in a second, right, what exactly is the machlokas between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kappara in terms of what they heard from Rebbe. Right, and then we have to, once we figure that out, we have to figure out how that applies to the machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi. Again, we're talking about a scenario where there are two Yisurim involved. And the question is, do you get two or do you get one? So the first case we said yesterday, right, was the first case Baal Mum. No, that's the second case. Okay, just trying to find it on the daf. Right. The case is where there was a czar, right, a non-Kohen, right, that what's it called? That did malacha in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos, right? Again, obviously, non-Kohen, only Kohen can do malacha in the Beis Hamikdash. That is Docha Shabbos, in fact. But, right, a non-Kohen, right, cannot do malacha in the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore that's not Docha Shabbos. So, do you get two? You have two Yisurim here. You have a Zar, a non-Kohen, who did malacha in the Beis Hamikdash, and also his Chayev on Shabbos. So, you Chayev two, you Chayev one. Again, Rabbi Chiya said you Chayev two, and Bar Kappara said you're a Chayev. You're chayav one. Second case was that a Baal Mum does a voda in Beis Hamikdash when he was tamei. So a Kohen obviously can do voda Beis Hamikdash. A Kohen who's tamei is not allowed to do a voda Beis Hamikdash, and a Kohen who's a Baal Mum, let's say he's missing a finger or whatever, also not allowed to do a voda Beis Hamikdash. Let's say you're both. So is he going to get two, or is he violating only one? Zar Shach Malika, that was the third case, right? That was a case, a little bit different case, that we explained that the way they shecht a bird in the Beis Hamikdash is through Malika, through taking a thumb and dropping it through the back of the vertebrae of the bird. That is a very unique case, and normally that would make the bird trafe, but in the Beis Hamikdash, that's how you shechted a bird. So on the one hand, right, you have a Zar, a non-Kohen who's eating this bird. A Kohen can eat this bird, but a non-Kohen is not allowed to eat the bird, right? So on the one hand, right, it's on the one hand it is it's treif, right, it's a nevela, right. On the other hand, right, it's a czar who is eating kachin. So what are you chayav again? Two versus one. So again, but Mike, okay, now with that background, I guess we should really do one more background, right? One more point that we pointed out yesterday, Lama Beis and Beis, that there are two different types of yisurin here. That when we talk about adding Isurim, not two different types of Isurim, there are two different types of scenarios where you can add one Isur to another. Right? There's something called an Isur Mosif and something called an Isser Kolel. An Isser Mosif is where you're adding more people to the Isser. Okay, let's say, let's say for example, a woman is usher to one person, and then she, let's say, marries someone else, and now she's usher to more people, or she's over usher to everybody, because now she's an ishazish. That's an isser where the item, it's in question, right, the woman, is usher now to more people. That's called an isser mosif. An isser kolel is where more things become usher to the same person. Let's say a person is not allowed to, as we'll see in a second, is not allowed to do... We'll give an example. Right? We'll see it in a second. The example that we have in our case, right? Let's say a person is not allowed to do avodah b'samikdash, right? And then when Shabbos hits, not only is he not allowed to do avodah b'samikdash, he's not allowed to do 39 other malachos, right? Irrespective of the b'samikdash, there's more things becoming usher to the person. Okay, with all of that is by way of introduction, and now we dive into the daf. Says the Gemara, but my kumifili, what is the machlokas between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara? Again, we said we can't just line up them up like Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi, because that would be, the Gemara would say that, right? Then it's obviously would be, it's Machlokes Tanaim. So that's not what's going on over here. So what is the deal? So Gemara says, Be'isser Kolel Valiba de Rabbi Yossi. It's Machlokes in terms of what Rabbi Yossi holds by an Isser Kolel. Both of the Machlokes is by an Isser Kolel, meaning an Isser that we're having more items becoming Usser to the person. What does Rabbi Yossi hold? Rabbi Chiya Savar, Rabbi Yossi, Bishr Kolel, Mechai Vitarti. Rabbi Yossi holds two in an Isser Kolel, and Rabbi Bar Kappa, and therefore, when Rabbi Yossi said, Yochai of two, in the case of the brother sleeping with his brother's wife, who's also his wife's sister, right? That's an Isser Kolel, and Yochai of two. Rabbi Bar Kappa, Asavar, Lamechai Velachada, right? You only Chai of one. So, okay. Umay Isser Kolel, Ikahacha. So, what, how do you view these three cases? Right, as an Isser Kolel. Meaning, again, and just to clarify before we get there, right, if again, Rabbi Chiya says that Isser Kolel Yuchayev twice, therefore Rabbi Yossi, when he said Yuchayev two, in the case of sleeping with your brother's wife, that would be a case of Isser Kolel. Again, how could you have that? That's when he would get married. Well, we had an order thing. Let's not do the order thing now. And Bar Kapara is holding that when Rabbi Yossi says Yuchayev two, right, that's not... Right, in Isser Kolel, because in Isser Kolel you only be chayav one. Okay, good. So now, how does each three of these cases, how do we have an Isser Kolel by each of these three cases? My Isser Kolel Ikacha, what are these three cases of an Isser Kolel? It's all three, meaning if we're saying the Machlokas is by an Isser Kolel, I'm just going to use the phrase Isser Kolel, because if I translate it every single time, it'll make everything even more complex than it is. So now that you're telling me that the Machlokas between Bar Kappa and Rabbi Chiya is by an Isser Kolel, according to Rabbi Yossi, now we have to see that all three of those cases are, in fact, an Isser Kolel, where you're going to have more items becoming usher to a single person. So let's try. Bishlam Azar, again, the first case where a non-Kohen does a vote be something like the Shabbos, Meikara originally on Friday shari b'malacha v'asher b'avoda. He's not allowed to do malacha. He's allowed to do malacha, right? The 39 malachos, but he's not allowed to do avoda based on mikdash. Asi l'Shabbos when Shabbos hits, so then migu to come asher b'malacha mitzrami b'avoda. So he is now asher malacha and is also asher in the avoda. So that's more items becoming asher the same person. So that's fine. Balmum. What about the second case? Again, Kohen who's Balmum. So Bishla Meikara Shari Bachilev Asher Ba'avoda. Right, a Balmum is still allowed to eat Kachem. He's just not allowed to do Avoda Beis Hamikdash. But Itmilei, once it becomes Tamei, so then he's not allowed to even eat Korbanos. Right, so more things become Asher to this person. Right, Migud to come Mitzvah Bachila Mitzvah Nami Ba'avoda. Right, so he's now Asher to eat Avoda and Achila. He's not now he's also usher to eat the korbanos. He's in addition to not being able to do a vote of Bishamikdash. Problem is the third case, right? El Malika, again, what happened? A czar ate a bird that was shechted right from the back, right, which technically makes it treif, makes it a nevela for him, right? B'vas achasi, right, that happens at once. The Mishkachas law. I mean, the only way you're going to have these two Isurim show up, right, if it happens once, right, an Isser Kolel is adding one Isser to the other. Right? Isser Kolel and Mishkachas law. You can't find a case where the bird was shechted by Malika, right? The only time a czar is going to be usher to eat this bird is if you shecht it, or you don't shecht it, you do Malika on it. You break the back of the neck, right? Not break the neck, but you stick the thumb, right, through the blade, through the back of the bird's neck. So at that same exact point, it becomes both an avela and mutter to kohanim. So the isser for the non-kohen to eat it hits at the exact same time. You're not adding one to the next. Tosfos has a pretty cool kasha. He says it's not really true. says, really, when does the bird become mutter to kohanim? It's only when you do the zrika, only when you sprinkle the blood. So that's a good kasha. So he says it could be that the Isra Nevela also doesn't come until that point. When you sprinkle the blood, okay, that's ready. Just if you want to check out Tosos Ella. Very fascinating. Tells a very sharp question by Tosos. But either way, that happens at the same time. So that happens. So how can you tell me that that third case is a case of Isra Kolel? So Gemara says, that's not, you're right. That's not the machlokas. Ella, rather, kamifugi b'isra b'vas achas. No, the question is, right, the machlokas is when something happens at the same exact time. Right, valiba de Rabbi Yossi, and obviously within Rabbi Yossi Shita, not obviously, I don't know why I said that, within Rabbi Yossi Shita, Rabbi Chiyo says, Rabbi Yossi, the Isser Vas Akas Mechayev Vitarti, Rabbi Yossi holds that you're going to be Chayev too if you do Isser at the same time. So therefore, in our case, where again, the Shimon slept with Mrs. Ruvain, right, that happens at the exact same time. How did that Isser hit at the exact same time? It must be, says Rashi over here, where both the brother, both brothers married both sisters at the exact same time. Because otherwise, right, she was either his wife's sister or his brother's wife first. Right, so it must be that both of them got married at the exact same time. Okay, and that's where Rabbi Yossi says, you'll be chayev too. Ubar kapara savar lo mechayev alachada, that Rabbi Yossi holds you only chayev one, so therefore that case over there, right, it's a case of, it can't be a case where they both get married at the exact same time, right, that, because if it happened at the exact same time, you only chayev once, so it must be a regular case, right, where one of them got married first. So the gemara v'hacha my isur b'masach hazikas. Okay, so now once you're telling me that the machlokas is when the isurim hit at the exact same time, so now you have to go through the three cases that we had yesterday and see how that lines up. So the first case, zarsha shemesh b'shabbos, how do you have those isurim hitting at the exact same time? Kigon de'aisish tei saros b'shabbos. Again, now we're not talking about violating when you do the Maisa, we're talking about how do those Isurim come into play, right, at the exact same time. So that when you violate the Isra, right, you're violating both of them. Right, so Kagon, the Isi Shtei Saros B'Shabbos, the Avilu Zoros B'Shabbos Ba'adi Adodi, is where the kid became a Gadol on Shabbos. So you have the Isser of a non-Kohen doing a little bit of Mikdash, and the Isser of Shabbos, right, are hitting at the same time when it becomes a Gadol, right, in the middle of Shabbos. But Balmum, Nami, so too, the same thing with Balmum, with a Kohen who has a Mum. Like you go into Isser Shtei Saros V'Eitz Milah, right, it became a Gadol, and he was Tami already, the Havile Balmum V'Tum Abadi Adadi. So then it becomes a Kohen who has a Mum, right, and a Kohen who's Tame, right, who's not allowed to do Avoda and eat Karbonos at the same time, right, that hits because he'd become a Gadol, and that's when the exact same, it happened at the same time. So Inami, or another possibility, a little bit kind of morbid, but Shechatak Atzbo, B'sakin Tameya, when he cut off his finger with a Tame knife. So at that point, he became a Balamam and became Tame at the exact same time. So, okay. So Bishlama Rabbi Chia, so I understand, I mean, this all makes sense according to Rabbi Chia, that when, again, when Rabbi Chia, now, just before we just get to this part, right, if you remember from yesterday, both of them, in addition to stating their opinions, both Rabbi Chia and Bar Kappara swore vehemently that this was what Rabbi told them. So the Gemara assumes that neither of them are lying, right? Neither of them are lying. It must be that Rabbi actually said these halachos, that either Yechayev 1 or Yechayev 2, but the cases were different. I mean, it's not that one of them, they were both there in the room, Rebbe said something, and one guy heard one guy heard two. It must be that Rebbe said twice, meaning once that you're chayev only once, once that you're chayev twice, and they just misunderstood, right, which cases Rebbe were talking about. So if we assume that Rebbe was made two statements, you're chayev one and chayev two, and you're telling me it's within Rebbe Yossi, now the Gemara tries to understand, right, how you can figure out, right, meaning what the mistake was by Bar Kappara or Rabbi Chia. So Bishlami the Rabbi Chia, I understand according to Rabbi Chia, ki asnei li didei ali b'Rabbi Yossi, was when Rebbe was teaching according to Rabbi Yossi, right, that again, that you're telling me that you chayev these three cases, you chayev b'vas achas, did we do the Malika case yet? It doesn't get into the Malika case yet. I take it back. Because we're gonna switch around anyway. I guess we didn't do the Malika case with b'vas achas. Okay. I guess that one is that. Now that I think about it, I guess that is where we pointed out that it happens b'vas achas, right? We started with that, right? That was the whole problem with saying that tinnus or kolal. So we assume that that's b'vas achas. Okay, sorry, that's a little housekeeping that happened in my head. Okay, I apologize if that was thrown in there. So let's go back. We'll go back again. Rabbi Chiya, Bishlam Rabbi Chiya. I understand according to Rabbi Chiya. Ki isni eli didei alibid Rabbi Yosi. When Rabbi again said that Yechayev once or Yechayev twice, right? He said it according to Rabbi Yosi. Ki asni eli bar kapara alibid Rabbi Shimon. Meaning he taught Rabbi Chiya the fact that Rabbi Yosi holds that it happens b'vas achas Yechayev twice, and then when he taught bar kapara that you only chayev once, he taught Rabbi Shimon shita, right? That you're only chayev once. Meaning, so therefore, again, because Rabbi Chiya understands the machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon that we started with the brothers, as a case of bevas achas. So he told Rabbi Chiya that you chayev twice, i.e., he told him Rabbi Yosi shita, and then when he told Bal Kapara, right? So it must be that he was holding like he was just explaining the shita of Rabbi Shimon. And then Bar Kapara just missed the fact that he was talking about two different mandamars. But El Bar Kapara, but how do you understand Bar Kapara understanding Rebbe's saying it again? Right? Rabbi Chiya, Shakuri Gavashakir? Meaning, according to Bar Kapara, according to Rabbi Bar Kapara Shita, that even Rabbi Yossi is masking, right? That it happens b'vas achas, right? It only can be chayev once. So, what, Rabbi Chiya was lying? Meaning, what was Rebbe saying when he said Yechayev twice? Right, if you tell me the whole machlokes is b'vas achas, so Rabbi Shimon holds Yechayev b'vas achas, and Rabbi Yossi holds Yechayev b'vas achas. So who was Rebbe quoting when he said Yechayev twice? So that can't be the machlokes between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara, because Rebbe must have been quoting somebody, right, when he said Yechayev once and Yechayev twice at different times. So the Gemara says, Elak b'kamifkli b'es b'vas achas, I believe with Rabbi Shimon. So rather, no, the machlokes is within Rabbi Shimon. That again, it's still b'vas achas. What happens when there's an isra that happens at the exact same time? The question is, what does Rabbi Shimon hold? So, meaning, according to Rabbi Shimon, obviously, right. Meaning, according to Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon would hold that when you have an isra kolel, right, one isra following another isra, you only have one. And the way we understood the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon is b'nisr kolel, when Shimon sleeps with Mrs. Ruvain. If it's nisr kolel, you chayev two according to Rabbi Yossi and one according to Rabbi Shimon. But our machloksim over here is b'vas achas. So Rabbi is, and within Rabbi Shimon, what does Rabbi Shimon say when the isurim don't build on another, but happen at the exact same time? According to Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon holds that yes, Rabbi Shimon agrees that Enechanami will be chayev twice. When it's not building on another, but it happens exactly in time, Rabbi Shimon agrees you'll be chayev twice. According to Bar Kapara, no, you'll still be only chayev once, even though, right, it's happening at the exact same time, because that's Rabbi Shimon holds that you can't have two Yisurim in the picture, whether they happen at the exact same time or whether they build came one after the other. So Gemara says that also doesn't work, because Bishlam the Rabbi Chiya, Kamishtava LaFugir Rabbi Shimon Mecheske. Again, Rabbi Chiya was swearing, right, the reason, why did he swear? Meaning, why did he, I swear, because he wanted to make sure that, no, this is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon only holds a Yechayev once if it's one on top of the other. But if they happen at the exact same time, Rabbi Shimon agrees to Rabbi Yossi. Elda Bar Kapara, right, Lamalei Leshivui, but according to Bar Kapara, who says Rabbi Shimon's Shita is the same across the board, or the only Chayev once, so what does he have to swear? Like, that's just Rabbi Shimon's Shita. Right? Rabbi Yossi is trying to change what Rabbi Shimon says and says that he agrees. So that, and that makes sense that he would swear. So Gemara says, that's Kasha, that's kind of tough. So Gemara says, still, Bishlam of the Bar Kapara, this is okay according to Bar Kapara. Because when Rabbi Shimon, right, told him you're only chayev once, when Rebbe taught him you're only chayev once, that was Rabbi Shimon Shita. And Kiasni Rabbi Chiya, and when he told Rabbi Chiya that you chayev twice, that's according to Rabbi Yossi. Elder Rabbi Chiya, but according to Rabbi Chiya, who has that Rabbi Shimon is maskim, that by a case where you have bevas achas, that you chayev twice, Bar Kapara, Shakuri Kam Shaker, right? What is Bar Kapara? Well, he's going to lie to you? What was Rabbi saying when he told Bar Kapara you only chayev once? So I'm going to Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya would say, no. Ki asni Rabbi Ludidei, Tarti Lifter as Nasne. When Rabbi was telling Bar Kapara you only chayev once, right, he taught him only the first two cases, right, but not the third, right? If you remember, the first two cases we said was a case of Isser Kolel, but not an Isser Kolel, but the third was not. All three cases are cases of b'vas achas. So when Rabbi Chiya was saying that, no, when Rabbi was telling Bar Kapara you only chayev once, right, that is only the first two cases. That was only the first two cases. But we're talking about an Isser Kolel, right? And that's what Rabbi Shimon says, right? V'Isser Kolel Asniyeh. And he was talking about the Isser of Isser Kolel. V'Li B'Rabbi Shimon. And that's Rabbi Shimon Shita, who says that if you, when Shimon sleeps with Mrs. Reuven, right, since it's an Isser Kolel, you only chayiv once. Right? And then, even though Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon agrees that if it's B'Vaz Achas, you'd be chayiv twice. V'Chayiv the Bar Kapara, and Bar Kapara on his own went and saw Lazar Sha'acha Malika, right, by the third case, the case of a Zar that ate by Malika, Arva Behadayu. And he, since it's similar, right, he included them together, and right, like in his own Cheshbon, but V'ayin Lo, but then he checked it out, V'lo Ashkechu El Vasachas, and then he realized that that case is only happens at once. V'savar, and then he thought on his own, right, Midahab Vasachas, and Amid Vasachas. Then he thought, since that case only happens b'vasachas, maybe the first two cases are also b'vasachas. But really, the first two cases were an Isser Kolel, and he didn't realize that the what's called is different, that Rabbi Shimon Shita is different in that case. And he thought that since he's pater in the first two cases, he's also a pater in the third case. But Rabbi Chiya would argue that Bar Kapara misunderstood that the first two cases are Usher because of Isser Kolel, and the third case is Usher, not Usher because of Isser Kolel, but it's a case of Isser Kolel, and the third case is only a case of Vas Achas, and that's different according to Rabbi Shimon's Shita. Skumar says, Mesve, one second, I'll ask you a kasha, and this will knock out, I think, Bar Kapara, not sure, yeah, I think so. Zar Shashimish B'Shabbos, if a non-Kohen does avoda mishamitish on Shabbos, Ubalmum Shashimish B'Tumah, and similar, that's the first two cases, right? A Zar that does avoda mishamitish on Shabbos, and or a Balmum that does avoda when he's Tameh, Yesh Kamishim Zaros, Umishim Shabbos, you got Chayavan, Umisham Balmum, Umishim Tumah, right? You got all four. You got Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, it'd be Chayav twice, right, in all these cases. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, in kan ela mishum zaros v'balmum b'vad, right, you only chayav once, right, and that's the first two cases, right, we see that the machlokes Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi is by the first two cases as well, v'ilu malika sharia, but there's no, it doesn't list the third case, right, it doesn't list the third case, that's not, meaning implying that it's not the same machlokes, it's not the same issue. So again, Leman Sharia, who's that according to? Elim the Rabbi Yossi, if you tell me that they only, Rabbi Yossi, right, doesn't touch that, doesn't, it's because of Rabbi Yossi that we didn't teach that case, i.e. that he'd be maskim to Rabbi Shimon that Yochayv wants. Tasha Rabbi Yossi, but Isser Kolel on the Chayv Leib, Isser Bazakas Mivaya, what do you mean? Rabbi Yossi holds that if it's Isser Kolel, that one Isser builds on another, right? You have one Isser, and then you have another Isser coming on top of it. And there you Chayv too. So obviously, right, when both Yisurim show up at the same time, obviously he's going to hold, you're going to be Chayv too. Right, it's more mechudish to say that one, you have an existing Isser, you add another Isser to it. But when you have two Issers showing up at the same time, right, that makes more sense that you'd be chayiv both of them. So that's what Rabbi Yossi for sure agrees, for sure holds that you're chayiv twice. I'll let Rabbi Shimon rather know. The only reason we're missing this case is because Rabbi Shimon, right, v'Isser Kolel hu d'pater, aval Isser v'Vazakas b'chayiv, because Rabbi Shimon doesn't agrees to Rabbi Yossi in the case where it happened b'Vazakas, where it happened at the same time. I said to you, the Bar Kapara Tiyoto. So that's against the Bar Kapara. That's exactly how Rabbi Chiya understood, that the first two cases are in Isser Kolel. The third case is both in Isser Kolel and Bavas Achas. Or not Isser Kolel, it's Bavas Achas, right? We said it's not Isser Kolel. Right? It only happens at the same time. So therefore, right, this is how we understood according to Rabbi Chiya, not according to Bar Kapara. And that's how we understand the Machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon through that lens. Okay. Sheesh. Now, let's get to the Mishnah, and then we'll stop with the Mishnah, because we could do the Mishnah, but Dafka, it's going to flow better tomorrow if we start from the Mishnah. So says the Gemara here, Zar Shashimish B'Shabbos B'mai. The Gemara just has a fundamental question, which we probably should have talked about beforehand, but okay. When you have a case of a non-Kohen who does Avodah B'Sam Mikdash on Shabbos, which Malacha is he doing that will be a chiyuv on Shabbos, and also, right, a problem for a non-Kohen doing avodah mishamikdash. Iba shchita, if it's shchita, so if you remember from Seches Pesachim and Yuma, etc., shchita b'ksheira, bizarre ksheira, that shchita is kosher for a non-Kohen. Right, he doesn't, a non-Kohen is allowed to do shchita. So that can't be the malacha that he violated on Shabbos that a czar is not allowed to do in Beis HaMikdash. A czar is allowed to do that in Beis HaMikdash. Even Kabbalah v'Halacha, if it was accepting the blood and walking into the Mizbeach, so tilta ba'amahu, that's just carrying something. That's not chil Shabbos. Right, inside the Beis HaMikdash, right? It's not going to be Chotzah or whatever. Might be Muktzah, whatever. Okay, whatever. Taklis is not a malacha. Vibak Tara, if you're telling he's I'm telling you, he's burning something right on the Mizbeach. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Havara the Lav Yotzos. The Havara is just an Isser Lav and not one of the 39 Malachos in the sense that you're going to get Kares or Chiyuv Korban Chatas. Right, that's that the Gemara discusses at length. If you remember from Shabbos, right, the Torah specifies only two of the 39 Malachos in the Chumash. And one of them, right, Hotzah, is not clear. It's just kind of, it doesn't say it straight out. But so the Pasuk says, Lo Sivar Leish B'chol Moshvosechem B'yom HaShabbos. Right, you can't burn fire on Shabbos. So the Gemara wants to know, right, why does the Torah, why does it go out of its way to mention fire, right? All 39 malachos should be mentioned. Or none of them, right? Why do you mention, tell me malachos asr on Shabbos, and oh, by the way, it's also asr to burn fire. So the machlokas Rabbi Yossi, and I forget who's the other one, Damar over there, Rabbi Yossi says, it's lalav yasatz, because havara, burning fire on Shabbos, is not as serious as the other 39 malachos. So you're not going to get kares, or if you do a b'shogeg, a chiyav korban chatas. The other opinion is just to split the malachos, that if you do 39 malachos on Shabbos, or you chayav 39 korbanos. But Rabbi Yossi says, again, our point here is that havara lalav yasatz, that if you do havara in the Beis HaMikdash, that's not what the Chil Shabbos we're talking about. So what malacha are you doing? What avoda are you doing in the Beis HaMikdash that's also a malacha on Shabbos to get you Chil Shabbos? Some Ravacha Bar Yaakov, Bishkitas Parosh HaKohen Gadol. It's a very specific case. For whatever reason, the Kohen Gadol brings, not for whatever reason, the Kohen Gadol brings a par on Yom Kippur, and he has to do the Shkita. And who could divrei Omer Shkita Parosh HaKohen Gadol Bizar Psula. And that's a machogis, but again, that's according to this understanding that the Kohen Gadol has to do the Shkita and not anybody else. The Gemara says, well, Yahachi Ma'iri Yazar. Well, if that's the case, forget it. Someone who's not a Kohen, I feel a Kohen Hedid Nami. Could be even a regular Kohen. If that's a specific case, only the Kohen Gadol can shech that par. So Gemara says, yeah, Enech Nami, Shezar Etzlo Kamer. We're talking about a Zar, a non-Kohen, meaning a Zar literally means a stranger, someone who is strange to this Avoda. So in this case, it means someone who's not the Kohen Gadol, meaning anybody. Okay, now, Maski V'la Ravashi, Rashi says, what do you mean? The Mishnah, the case we explained, where Yechayev on Shabbos, right, it said nothing about the punishment. Just says you're violating Shabbos and you're violating Malacha Beis HaMikdash. Didn't say what type, what the quality of the Isser is. Right? We said what the whole problem we had with doing Havara is because it's Usser enough. Right? You're not going to get Karis or Kiv Chatas. So Rav Ashi says, I understand. Midicha, tell us Katani. But we didn't say anything about the punishment. Right? Or Lavi Katani. Right? We didn't mention anything about Lavin. We didn't say anything. So Ella Isura Ba'alma Kachashiv. We're just talking about Isurin. So the Gemara says, okay, but Lamay Nafkamina. So who cares whether he did one Isur or two Isurim, right? If you're just talking about Isurim, things that are Usur, so if you're not punishing him in Beis Din, right, so, or whatever, what's Nafkamina? Who cares? So again, the same that we had before, right? The Kovro Ben Rishon Gemurim, question is, right, if you're counting his Isurim, right, where you bury him, right? We had the Machokas Rashi Tosos, if you remember, right, where you bury him, afterwards. Okay, fine, we're going to stop here, but definitely a daf that requires chazara, but a lot of back and forth. But we'll go right to the Hilchos Shas tomorrow with the Mishnah. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.